AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Deaths of two star athletes are rocking the sports world. In golf, heart problems claim the life of the king, Arnold Palmer. He died Sunday at a Pittsburgh hospital. His seven major championships and 62 PGA Tour wins, his charisma, and his pioneering sports marketing places him among the most important figures in golf history. In 2012, Palmer said he was grateful for his enduring popularity.
Well, am I surprised? I suppose I'm gratified that people still recognize and know, and I appreciate that.
President Obama tweeted about Palmer's death, saying, "Here's to the king, who was as extraordinary on the links as he was generous to others. Thanks for the memories, Arnold." The Miami Marlins and their fans are mourning the loss of ace pitcher Jose Fernandez, who died in a boating accident. Club president David Sampson says Fernandez loved being an American after defecting from Cuba as a teen.
He represented freedom in a way that no one here can understand, certainly not me. When you're born into freedom, he always would tell me that. You were born into freedom. You don't understand freedom, really, was his famous line that he said so many times to many of us.
Residents are leaving low-lying areas of Iowa's second-largest city, Cedar Rapids, that are in danger of flooding from the rising Cedar River. Public Information Officer Ryan Schlater says Linn County is still bracing for high water.
Sandbagging is continuing around homes all around the Linn County area along the Wapsipinicon River and the Cedar River, since we do have some high river levels that we're monitoring right now with the expected crest coming in a couple of days.
The mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, has lifted a curfew that was put in place because of protests over the killing of a black man by police. Protesters were peaceful outside the Panthers football game Sunday. This is AP Radio News. The man suspected of killing five people with a rifle at a Macy's makeup counter in Washington State is scheduled to make his first court appearance later today. An earthquake with a magnitude 5.7 has rattled Okinawa and other southern Japanese islands, but there's no danger of a tsunami. A remake of a classic Western is tops at the nation's movie theaters.
Man carries a gun, he tends to use it.
Denzel Washington rides to number one. He leads the Magnificent Seven, taking in $35 million this weekend. That's one of the best openings ever for a Western.
Storks don't deliver babies anymore. If anyone finds out about this, I am dead meat.
The animated Storks opens in a distant second this weekend. After 2 weeks at number one, Sully drops to third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Prince George and Princess Charlotte stayed behind with a nanny as Britain's Prince William and his wife continued their tour of British Columbia. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.